Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, to say the least. We believe in restoration. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. We have the blueprint for liberty. All we got to do is apply the simple principles that made America great. It did it once. It can do it again. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. We talked about the moral legal battle challenging traditional marriage that the Supreme Court started yesterday. The debate rages on. Everybody thinks the Supreme Court split, but it'll probably lean towards giving sodomites the right to marry. It's tragic but true. Can't believe we're even debating this in America. Nevertheless, the immorality, the slide of America is happening and underway. It's no coincidence that the moral battle over same-sex marriage forcing its way into the family, destroying the family. It's no coincidence that the Nepal earthquake, with a death toll topping now almost 5,000, some say 10,000 people, villages are pleading for aid. Wind blows train cars off of bridge near New Orleans. National Guard called in to fight bird flu in Minnesota. Maryland declares state of emergency, puts in place a week-long plus curfew. Riots, looting all prompts the National Guard in Baltimore. FBI warns of possible ISIS attacks on U.S. soil. Baltimore officers may literally have targets on their backs after credible evidence is uncovered that three gangs have teamed up against the cops. The department called it a credible threat and said that members of the Black Gorilla family, the Bloods and the Crips, have all teamed up in a partnership against the cops. The University of Maryland in downtown Baltimore, it's the campus there, had to be shut down. They say, hey, there's violence in the making. Maryland governor declares emergency. Baltimore burns. And I guess they had to call up the National Guard as protesters attack cops and intentionally set fires. White House to face new race crisis, says the headlines. In every city in America, ladies and gentlemen, there are people in place and ready to go to loot, riot, and set things on fire. We also talked about Bruce Jenner and his Wheaties commercial. And now sellers on eBay are cashing in on Bruce Jenner Wheaties boxes. And now they say they got to have him on a new Wheaties box, too. The before and after his, quote, change to be a woman. Hillary Clinton says that our cultural codes and our religious beliefs have to be changed. I agree with Hillary. Except she thinks we need to promote same-sex marriage and perversion. I think we need to return to what made America great. Anyway, the mainstream press finishes by saying, new study connects extreme weather events and climate change. Sam Bushman's headline, Bible connects extreme weather events with the wickedness of God's children. Yeah. Anyway, there was a marriage rally last night. And the whole goal, to defend traditional marriage. They say, we ask for your support with a special fast and a prayer. All right, that's a recap of hour one that took place yesterday. I summarize it because it's no coincidence to me. Bible says we're going to have crazy weather events when the people are wicked. And think of all those headlines, rioting, pillaging, plundering, immorality everywhere, the government, the highest offices of the land, peddling perversion. It's out of control. And there's only one answer: to return to the God that made us free. All right, without further ado, Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Did you go to the marriage rally last night?
Yes, I did.
A 30-second summary, sir.
Very well attended. You know, just there were some rabble-rousers, but most are pretty well, I guess you could say, just, you know, it was a nice, very nice event. One of the things, takeaway message from Matt Walsh, the blogger from The Blaze, we shouldn't call it traditional marriage. We should just call it marriage because that's what it is. Anything else just isn't.
I agree with that general point, but I like the term traditional marriage because it talks about traditions. And traditions that are godly have a godly heritage, and that must not be forgotten. So I understand his point, and it's a well-taken one. Without further ado, our guest today, Sheriff's going to be traveling on our normal Thursday appointment, so he's joined us early. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and good morning, Kurt, and everybody else.
Those headlines are absolutely crazy, but I summarize. The mainstream press says there's a new study out, and extreme weather events linked to climate change. My headline, hey, the Bible links crazy weather events with the wickedness of God's children. Sheriff, what do you think?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, if you believe in the Bible and you read the Bible, you're going to find that.
But if you don't believe in the Bible, the same is still true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
You know, you can deny the truth all day long, but the fact is historically correct. And, you know, the Bible is the greatest historical reference point we have, agree or disagree with it. It is historically accurate. Is it perfect? No, because men wrote it under the guidance of God. But, you know, the mistakes are the mistakes of men. The point that I'm getting at is if we want to change America, whether we're talking about the riots in Baltimore, whether we're talking about same-sex before the Supreme Court, whether we're talking about bird flu or whether we're talking about climate change, whether we're talking about economic meltdowns, you know, whatever ill that faces America, we can come back, and if we obey the commandments of God, if we even if we just use the Ten Commandments as our blueprint, and you say it's a Judeo-Christian belief, you stick with that general belief, and even if you're not a believer in the Bible, if you just call those Ten Commandments a good moral ethical code, whatever you want to call it, if we just started there, just imagine what America could be like, Sheriff.
Well, it boggles the mind to see how close we are to falling and from complete restoration. We're at such a pivotal time in American history right now. And I will tell you right now that all the constitutional conservatives, the biblical conservatives, the evangelical conservatives, you can kiss traditional marriage goodbye. It's going to leave America. This court is not going to protect marriage. Anthony Kennedy is the swing vote. He's already got a history of supporting the homosexual movement. And it's really amazing that Ronald Reagan appointed this man to the court.
All right, so let me make this very clear. Your prediction is then that they go against marriage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a 5-4, and it's going to happen. And it wouldn't happen if Kagan and Sotomayor would recuse themselves because they've already gone public on this issue, so their votes are already in. I mean, there's no question. And it was one of the reasons they were put on the court to promote this movement in America to destroy marriage. And it's looking pretty crazy, but it's going to happen. And then the states are going to have to even more so recuse themselves from the federal government and from the Supreme Court ruling. And it's going to take some guts. And I don't believe the governor of Utah has the guts. And I don't believe the governor of Arizona has the guts. And I'm hoping that somebody somewhere will set the example on that and do it. But we've got to do something in this country to save our families and marriage. And, you know, I've said on your program before, and I'll say it again, the federal government has no skin in this game whatsoever. It is not their, within their purview to determine what marriage is or what marriage is not.
The only skin in the game they have is to peddle perversion. We've said it before, and we'll say that again. Kirk Crosby, a couple, this is a good news piece coming out of this segment, a couple was married 74 years, right?
That's right, 74 years, and there are many like them, ladies and gentlemen. And this one, well, you know, from the Deseret News telling us about it, and they died within, you know, not too long. They'll be back together again.
They only died hours apart, ladies and gentlemen. How would I'd like to go like that.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything's going to be okay in America because Pepsi drops aspartame from their varieties of drinks. They replaced it with Splenda. All right, there you have it, Sheriff. We got a battle going on in America, and it's really over morality. A lot of people believe it's all political. It's left, right, and Republican, Democrat. None of that's really true. It comes down to a moral code versus the lack thereof. Are we going to stick with God's laws and God's commandments, or are we going to simply turn our backs? You mentioned we'll probably turn our backs. I pray that we don't. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to reap the whirlwind if we do. You know, as I read Scripture, there's two kind of times when the Lord really decides to take off the gloves. And one is when we back perversions sexually. Two, when murder becomes the order of the day, and with how many people are dead due to abortions and due to black-on-black crime, and the list goes on in America. And then third, when the people start casting out the prophets, persecuting the saints of God. When that starts to happen, I'm telling you right now, all the gloves are off, and it's time. We're ripe for destruction. Your thoughts, Sheriff?
Well, I can't help but think of one of the great philosophers in world history, and his name was Cicero. And he said that protection of the family should be the highest law. And I don't know if I agree with that being the laws of the land. It should be how we are regarding our moral fiber, is protecting the family unit. America will not survive without strong families. And that's why I think of Cicero, is because he's right in our moral sense and our moral laws. But I don't want more laws saying you have, you know, if that were the case, then if it was completely the case that we make all the laws to protect families, then let's make divorce against the law, and let's make the use of alcohol against the law in a home, and no smoking, and no spanking, and you know, let's make laws that just protect children and families, and prevent anybody from being hurt. And the thing of it is, that is the moral agency that we exercise in this country, and inside the home, that's where that should come from, not the enforcement of government. And so I worry about this on both ends, but mostly I worry about the decadence and decay of America, and that we are in a position. And I actually said a long time ago that the homosexual community is making a huge mistake, because this country is never going to turn its back on the institution of marriage. And lo and behold, I was wrong. And it's going to happen.
And, all right. Kurt, what do you think? Do you think that the Supremes are going to go and back same-sex marriage?
You know, I remember years ago when I heard Zig Ziglar say, I'm an optimist. I'm going to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me. You know, it's just basically been my way of doing it. Now, I'm not telling you that for sure I'll be right, but, you know, I just like to look at it that way. So I'm just expecting, here's what Kagan and, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg are going to do. Hey, man, sorry, we're really, you know, we shouldn't even be voting on this issue. We're going to pull out. And the rest of us, we're going to just say, look, the Supreme Court has nothing to do with this. This is a state matter. We're not supposed to be delving into these issues. The states can make up their own minds on this, and people can go to where they basically feel more comfortable. I mean, you can have a state like Maryland just full of homosexuals, and you can have a state like Utah where it's like, what is that?
You know, it's like Mayberry, I mean, going on, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm of the opinion this. You know, the Supreme Court is certainly against the American people and against the Constitution. We see it time and time and time again when they look to international law for guidance rather than the supreme law of the land. So we know they're not really for us. But here's my humble thought. Just maybe, as the Supreme Court usually does, they split hairs. Just maybe they will protect right to marriage and say millennium, or millennia comes to mind. It's been this way for thousands of years. Society is not really ready to change. We will support same-sex unions for the gay and lesbians, or we will allow some type of contractual protection, or we will provide some protections under the law for them. In other words, what they really want is the ability to raise children together, the ability to as a family, take one another's inheritance, etc. There's a lot of things contractually that they could double down and say, look, we're not going to discriminate against them. We'll give them those benefits, but we won't go so far as to call it and or give them marriage. The Supreme Court usually splits hairs like that. Do you think there'll be some kind of a on-the-fence decision like that? That's my guess. Sheriff?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that I think this Supreme Court is bought and paid for. I think they're just political hacks, most of them, and they will will not use moral agency or tradition or biblical principle. They're just going to do what they're there for. You know, they will. They'll just do what they're there for. And those people have been put there. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a very senile and evil person. She does not like America. She does not like our Constitution. And Helen, is it Helen Kagan? Anyway, it's Kagan, Justice
it's
Kagan.
It's Elena Kagan.
Elena, yeah. She's. I mean, if Barack Obama was capable of being embarrassed or having any shame, it would be her appointment. And it's just astonishing.
I blame that on the Republican Senate, you know?
Well, absolutely. No question about it.
But I guess the Democratic Senate put her in place, though.
But see, Sam, see what you're doing, though? See what you're doing? You are talking about the literal corruption of Washington, D.C. There is nothing good happening in Congress. The people who really want to do something constitutional and good and basic for American ideals, they don't exist there, Sam. They're not there. Washington, D.C. has become a game of greed and power and corruption.
You're right about that. Well, I know this. Kirk Cosby's taking the tartar sauce. Yeah, Richard Mack seems to say there's no hope for those guys. I'm cut in the middle, and I hope they slice it and dice it in a way that literally protects people's rights as individuals but yet doesn't endorse the gay and lesbian perversion of what I would call marriage. And, you know, we'll see on that, but I wanted at least a chance to kind of sound off on it, and we'll see what happens. I want to turn my thoughts towards Baltimore. It's an absolute meltdown in that city, although they're telling you, by golly, they got a handle on it now. It was primarily peaceful last night. It's okay. But there's several questions that Michael Schneider and others are asking. 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that they don't want us to ask. And I want to start out with that and then get into the details. Here's the questions. Why did the Baltimore riots seem like they were perfectly staged for television? You got images of police vehicles burning. It made for great television, displayed all over the planet. But why were there abandoned police vehicles sitting right in the middle of the, quote, perfect zones for this without any cops around? Doesn't this seem like a setup, Sheriff?
I actually will tell you, when I saw the police vehicle burning, I actually thought of that. I said, well, where's the cop? Didn't they hurt him? Where'd he go?
Well, that's the point. When we get back, there's several other questions. Then I want to dive into the discussion, I think, that was had by the Oath Keepers and the CSPOA regarding Ferguson. There was actually a white paper written for solutions that got blatantly ignored. But it is the answer. We'll talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so in Michael Schneider's article, he says 12 questions they don't want us to ask about the Baltimore riots. Why were the cop cars perfectly set up in the right spots for incredible video made for TV? The cars are burning, but the cops are nowhere to be found. That's number one. Number two, why was the decision made in advance to create a curfew for Tuesday night, but not Monday night? What's up with that? And then the cops now are claiming they were told to stand down, Sheriff.
Yeah, I know. And it just looks really suspicious, especially when you have the mayor who says, we're going to give the rioters space. And I think she just had a slip of the tongue that, you know, that's what they planned to do, that they were going to let them do their thing. And, I will tell you that the car's burning. I'm sitting there going, how do you burn a car, a cop car, without a cop in it? Did they let the cop go? You say, hey, you get out of here because we're going to burn your, you know, we want to kill all cops, but we're going to let you go and kill your car instead. You know, you're right. It didn't make any sense.
Now, the cops might say, well, we parked our car.
They probably just ran out of gas, you know. Yeah. You know how the cops are always short on money, and, you know, they probably just were going along and ran out of gas, had to leave their car there, you know?
Well, it looked weird.
It's crazy, people, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, and I guess they could have, you know, in all honesty, in all fairness, you could just simply look at it this way. The cop had an errand to run, and he was out of his car, and then the mob formed after he got out of his car, and he goes, oh, man, I'm glad I wasn't in my car. I'm glad I was in serving papers or having coffee or whatever else they may have been doing, and then the mob formed. It's unlikely.
But what about the idea that cops were told to stand down then? If you went in to do your errands, and then you came out, and your car was burning, you're like, holy crud, I'm glad I'm not in there, then what about the idea that you were told to stand down? Come on.
Officer Wilson in Ferguson should have stood down. He said that he was doing just what his training was supposed to direct him to do. That's baloney and absolute nonsense. In this case, if the mob formed after the cop was out of his car, and let's say he was out of his car for an hour, and it was rather peaceful and not much going on, and he got out of his car, went and had breakfast, or went and served some papers, or was picking up papers at a courtroom, or whatever else, and this big mob forms and they're starting to burn your car, I'm telling you right now, you better get the heck out of there. And the cops...
Multiple cars in multiple spots in the city, strategically placed, even if your scenario came true in one or two cases, it just can't be true. They also say that cops are told to stand down and not intervene, while dozens of shops, businesses, and homes went up in flames. Right. Yeah, the anger over Freddie Gray's
at that
situation.
Time, if you don't have enough man organized, you don't have enough officers, I should say, organized, then yeah, you would be told to stand down. You would say, hey, get back in here, let's regroup, we don't want anybody else getting hurt, get back in here, and we're meeting at such and such, and we'll devise a plan to go out and attack this. All of that, to be quite honest with you, is plausible, but it's not very likely.
All right. Well, not when you add the following other questions to the mix. It becomes not plausible at all. The anger is real, but could it be channeled for a greater cause to destroy America? And the answer is yes. Number one, why are dozens of social media accounts that were linked to violence in Ferguson now trying to stir up violence in Baltimore?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. This is the roadshow of rioters. And, you know, I saw one positive thing because I've said it on your show before, where are the parents? And then that one mother slapping her kid around that was down there. There should have been hundreds of parents doing that. And that restored my faith in at least one woman and what she's supposed to be doing. And, man, she was not afraid of her little thug son turning around and slugging her. She knew absolutely that was not going to happen. But it just, there she is. She's on Fox News right now slapping her kid. And, boy, she's really having at it. And I'll tell you what, Sam, I loved that mother. And I think she's fantastic. And I think that shows, again, the solution to all of this.
Well, and here's the deal, though. The mother may have done well, but the son was involved in a very interesting thing. Here's the second question. Who is behind the aggressive social campaign to create a purge? Do you know what a, quote, purge is?
Well, sure.
All right. It's supposed to start at the mall at precisely 3 p.m. on Monday afternoon. That's the spark that ignited the pandemonium. It probably started with high school students on social media who were discussing a purge. That's a reference to a film in which laws are, quote, suspended. Many people knew early on that there was a lot of energy behind this, quote, purge movement. Even a city councilman told CNN about it on Tuesday. It was a metaphor for, let's go out, break the law, and make trouble. So
yeah.
this when you start to check these social media agendas, you start to find out very quickly this is absolutely organized. Here's the point, though. They're going to use it to crack down on the Internet. You watch. All right, number three. Even though authorities had credible intelligence that gangs would be specifically targeting police officers on Monday, why were they not more prepared? On Tuesday, the captain of the police department basically said, hey, we weren't really prepared for this because we were only anticipating a confrontation with high schoolers. That isn't true. What's up with that?
Well,
we saw from Ferguson how crazy it can get. Why wouldn't we be more prepared in just as violent but bigger city?
Well, I watching that mother on TV, I was wondering, when are they going to go after her and have Child Protection Services
it's coming.
Intervene and tell her she can't slap her kid around?
It's coming, sir. Now, out of the arrests, by the way, there were 200 arrests. Only 34 of them were juveniles.
Yeah, why aren't they going to arrest that mother and say, you know what, you don't beat your kid like that?
Yeah, heard that. You can get beat in the streets, raped, and pillaged and plundered, but not my mom. She can't take care of business to discipline you, that's for sure. And, you know, really the problem here, and I think Sean Bergen said it best, the news reporter out of New York, he said, hey, we got to have dad in the home, man. That's one of the biggest problems, and he's right. Number four, where were the Baltimore police on Monday afternoon when the riots exploded? Where were they? The disappearance of the police for hours this afternoon is something that's going to haunt this city for decades, the CNN reporter said. I agree with that, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's not much of an answer there, and you know, the way this whole thing went down, you know, the timing of it all is amazing. The cost of all this is in the hundreds of millions of dollars now. And, you know, if you just take the cost from the Baltimore Orioles not playing baseball, yeah, it would be astonishing. In fact, last summer I was with Michael Peruca at that very stadium watching the Orioles play. And it was just a wonderful place to be. And you're seeing now the true colors of and the lack of leadership there. And the true character of leadership there, and the true character of these people and these types of thugs, who every American should be totally afraid of, and demanding that there are answers to all of this riotous and criminal behavior.
All right, now, to blow your theory out of the water that on Monday these cops might have just left their car for a legitimate purpose, on Saturday night a bunch of cars were burned and destroyed, cop cars. Why would they leave more cars available on Monday for that very scenario to occur at a bigger on a bigger scale?
Well, it worked so well the first time, you know, so.
Yeah. Where were the cops that should have been protecting their own vehicles?
Yeah. Just.
Question 8. Why is an organization funded by George Soros stirring up emotions against the police in Baltimore? That stuff's criminal, sir.
What organization?
Maybe.
Wait. What organization is stirring that up that he's in charge of?
Well, I don't know. There's several organizations. That one's by George Soros. These are questions Michael Snyder asks, and I'm going through these questions because they're great questions to ask, though. Is George Soros money behind some of the discontent? Follow the money is what I've always been taught, and it would take a research team, but that's a fair question to ask. Because we know this, people aren't just getting rides and ending up there en masse like they did Ferguson. One of the big things we learned at Ferguson when we had personal people on the ground reporting to us was, hey man, they're bussing people in, they're bringing people in for this event. Where does the money come from for that to happen? You know what, teenagers don't do that stuff for free. Or don't do that stuff on their own dime, that's for sure. All right, quick pause, the rest of the questions in seconds. What can be done about it? Sheriff Mack will answer that on the other side of this short pause. On Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, it is Kirk Cosby, Sam Bushman, and Sheriff Mack on the radio talking about the Baltimore meltdowns. Several questions as Michael finishes his article about the 12 questions. The mayor has incredible ties to the Clinton administration and the Justice Department. Why was Barack so quiet and didn't condemn the violence? Why did the mayor take so long to declare a national emergency? You got all these questions. Was it designed to allow things to spiral out of control and eventually create the pretext for government, federal government, to take a greater role in local law enforcement? You know what? That's the most plausible piece of the whole thing, Sheriff.
Well, I don't think the mayor can declare the emergency. I think the governor has to, and she can establish some curfews and whatnot for the city, but the actual emergency has to be the governor. And I don't know if it means anything. He happens to be Republican, but the leadership in the whole thing was quite lacking and delayed and delayed and delayed. And then it's like the chief of police comes out and says, "Well, we're deploying everybody and there's no leave. Everybody's been called back to work, and no one gets a day off. No one has any leave. No one has vacation. No one has any time off in any way. And everybody's back to work, and we're ready to go after this and protect the city." And the mayor's talking about how all these people, the rioters and thugs and criminals, are destroying livelihoods of other fellow Black Americans and destroying a city that we've spent so much time and money to build, and then basically does nothing about it. And even made the slip of the tongue that, as I mentioned earlier, that we're going to give the rioter space. And boy, she got really attacked for that and started to backpedal on that and started to blame the media for her comment. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and it just boils down to a lack of leadership, and someone appears to be orchestrating these events, and leadership is failing to recognize that. And there is no question, Sam, that whoever paid for these people to be there, that the thugs didn't have the money. So, yes, I want the bus drivers, I want all of that checked, and that shouldn't be that hard. Who paid you? And then you go find that person. Who paid you to arrange those buses? And to me, that's where the investigation should start at this point. And it won't happen. That'll never get done. That just plain and simply will be a big cover-up.
I'm sure you're correct. I pray you're wrong. There's a Democratic leader in the mix making comments, Kurt.
Yeah, well, Steny Hoyer, he's got the solutions, Sheriff. he's the House Minority Whip. He says, hey, the problem is, they need more federal tax dollars there in Baltimore. Yeah, that'll ought to fix it, Steny.
Well, if you'd pay all those thugs to stay home, well.
You already do there on welfare, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, Ed, a listener, emails in a question. He says, good morning and shalom. You got those details?
Yes, I do. Ed wanted to ask you, Sheriff Mack. He wanted to say, well, you know, if you've got all this whole thing going on with the situation there in Baltimore, how do you spot these provocateurs, or how do you, you know, because he's basically agreeing with you that there are these guys that kind of cause the problems. So how do you spot the ones that are the bad guys? Remember how we did that in Seattle? They had the same boots as the other guys, right, Sam?
Good point. Sheriff, what do you think?
I really don't know. I've never been that close to a riot to where we could start analyzing it. Maybe we'd have to analyze some footage and see who's in the background with their computer or it could even be, though, the first guy to throw a rock. It could be the guys that really want to make it start getting violent. They might be the ones yelling and screaming the loudest but staying in the background. And usually a provocateur does stay in the back. They'll be very vocal, but they'll be the last one to get in the mix. They'll be the last one to get arrested or be in a position of being arrested. They provoke, just like the name, they'll provoke, but they stay out of the real action. So you'd have to analyze film footage and news footage and see if you could start picking them out. But like I say, I've been in a riot situation once when I was in Utah, and it had nothing to do with stuff like this. It was a big concert that a bunch of people came to, and they called out every – it was actually in Sarasota Springs right there in Utah County. Am I saying it wrong?
No, Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga Springs or Saratoga, yeah. Right there. And yeah. That was, I think, in the jurisdiction of American Fork. And American Fork asked Utah County Sheriff's Office, Provo Police, BYU Police, and Spanish Fork Police, and all surrounding agencies to come and help. And we had about 250 cops that responded. And there was rock throwing and a few fires here and there, but there wasn't really too much to burn except for maybe some trees and stuff. And we just marched through, and those who didn't go home went to jail. And
that's the way it ought to be this time. The fascinating thing is the Democratic leader says the only solution is in Baltimore is increased federal spending.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's according to the Daily Caller. Here's the next headline, though. Listener TZ sent us this. Baltimore mayor gave permission to riot, says the Daily Beast. And the general idea is, hey, when the mayor says we gave them space for destruction, isn't that virtually a thumbs up to rioting, pillaging, plundering, doing whatever you want, as opposed to anybody who breaks the law will be arrested on the spot. The law will be upheld here. It's all what kind of leadership and statements you make, but she virtually gave permission, didn't she?
She did, and it was extremely telling. It was a slip of the tongue. But sometimes when you're on the spot and the cameras are on, you end up saying something that was absolutely true that you knew you weren't supposed to say. And so, she should have come out with, you thugs, you're a bunch of scumbags, and we're coming after you, and anybody caught looting is going to jail. And she never said anything close to that.
Well, and here's the question then. If Brock's quiet, if the attorney general's quiet, if the mayor gives permission, at some point, should the mayor be arrested, sir? Can you literally be the mayor of a town, give permission to riot and destroy, and then go, golly, we didn't really know that this would be that bad, and there's no accountability. There should be an arrest made by this mayor, right?
I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's really a far out, even though you might be technically correct. It's just not going to happen in this day and age. And she's going to make, she's just like she did to the press. Don't you ever say I said anything like that. Well, you did say it. But, and then she's going to say, I meant give them space to get arrested or give them space, to do
express
enough.
Express themselves. To peacefully protest.
Yeah. No, she's not going to get arrested. I mean,
she, I'm telling you, though, that she should. This is just nuts on parade after you saw what happened in Ferguson and the riots and the violence. That, I mean, giving permission is absolutely psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was. And I think the way she has presented herself has demonstrated exactly what you're saying. I think she has been extremely out of line and totally lacking in real leadership.
All right, well. Kurt
really took her unaware.
Richard mentioned that he went to an Orioles game not very long ago, but now if he goes to this one, it'll be a little different experience, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, you know, I heard about these Orioles. They're pretty tasty with milk. No, I guess that's Oreos. But anyway, yeah, they're going to have an Orioles game. They're going to have an Orioles game, Richard, but they're going to have it closed to the public. So that ought to be quite an interesting game. Huh?
That'd be kind of hard to play though when it's just an empty stadium.
Yeah, play then. You know, it's that's what you know. I guess they'll put it on TV and try to make some money that way. But I heard that they were going to close it to the public. I said, oh my goodness, wow, how are they going to do that?
So they figure it'll be safer for everybody involved. You know, I think if they'd get rid of the ref and or the ump and stuff, they could have a little more. You know, it'll
that's
be
called
safer
batting
too.
Practice. You know?
There you go. Clinton gets competition, Kurt.
Well, Clinton gets competition. I don't remember that one, Sam, but I did
see this
one. All
right, it turns out that Bernie Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be taking on Hillary Clinton at the Democratic side of things for 2016 presidential aspirations. What do you think of Bernie Sanders running, Sheriff?
Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
I thought he was independent.
Not anymore, buddy. All right, final deal is this. We need morality in the people, ladies and gentlemen, and we need the CSPOA to run around the country and train the police officers how to de-escalate. And we need to train political leaders all over the country how to stand for what is right, not give permission for violence. And that's where it starts. The problem is I believe all this is intentional, and I believe America is going to have this start to open up all over the country, Sheriff. I don't want it, but I see it.
I believe it is intentional.
There you have it. All right, Sheriff, CSPOA.org, if people want to help with the solutions today. And where are you going next?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Sorry.
All right, check out his website, sheriffmack.com.
Nothing this weekend, let's put it that way.
All right, good. You finally get a break. Thank heavens. Enjoy it, sir. Godspeed. We can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. With the grace of the Almighty and your help, this nation shall endure.